One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Well.
I'm back.
No, you've been back. I was gone.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were trying something.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I am back from what I can only describe as the brink of death.
Yeah. Whenever you get sick, you die. Like, yeah. You're like a straight man in that way. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like when straight men get sick, they're mm-hmm. like, they, don't drink water. They just, lay in their own, piss and vomit, and they, mm-hmm. suffer.
Okay, that is not what I do.
Okay,
I have my sick science. So, mm-hmm. a little background on my, health history. I get crazy sick.
Yeah.
Very consistently in the winter. But mm-hmm. this winter, I haven't gotten crazy sick yet. This was my first time, which this is the longest I've ever made. We're almost in March.
Yeah.
That's huge.
True.
So what I do is I order, immediately go on to Instacart, and I order 6 gallon jugs of water, mm-hmm. a new pack of liquid IVs, some fruits and veggies, vitamin C packets, and then I just put that all in my room, not the fruits and veggies, but I make myself drink a gallon of water every day.
Wow.
With one liquid IV and one vitamin C packet. I don't talk to anyone.
No.
I'm offline.
Yeah.
I am disconnected to reconnect to my health.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I watch... So I watched that show Love on Netflix. Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen Love.
Which I have seen before, mm-hmm. but I, for whatever reason, was thinking this would be a light, easy thing for me to watch. fucked me up bad. Because it's a really weirdly accurate breakdown of two really fucked up people falling in love, and the dialogue all feels really overly naturalistic and improvised.
Dude, I hate overly natural TV style.
I like it, but it was freaking me out. The way, oh my god, there was this one episode that I watched where they wake up together after hooking up for one of the first times, mm-hmm. and then they go on this all day date, and after every activity they would do, they'd be are you sick of me yet? Should I go home? Or do you want to keep hanging out? And the other person would be I'm not sick of you yet. We could keep hanging out. And I was just fucking feeling. It just felt so oh my God.
No.
And then I was spiraling because I was oh my God, I just haven't felt that in so long.
Oh
I haven't had a wake up together and nervously decide whether or not they want to spend more time with you. And how long can we spend time together? We want to it was just such a weirdly raw, real description of how it feels to first have a crush on someone and love being around them. And I was just
and you're sick.
Woo! Yeah.
You're sick over
I'm,
it.
I'm completely cut off from the world. Just have empty gallon water jugs around me, watching that. Woo! It was dark. I was upset. But I'm better now. I feel good. Becca and I just came from boxing.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to boxing, but instead I just ripped a joint in the parking lot.
And that's okay. You'll come next week.
Yeah.
You will come next week.
I had to just check out the vibes.
Yeah.
And the vibes were good. However, I did bust in 30 minutes late, reeking of weed.
Right.
To a boxing class that, was clearly, pretty much almost over at that point.
Yeah. That's okay.
Next
week. Becca and I were partners. We were throwing punches at each other.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was actually the easiest part of the class.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It's harder to punch the bag.
Very hard.
Okay, boxing classes. I love that we're on our new fitness grind with these boxing classes.
It's good. It gets all your anger out.
That's good. I could have used that.
I feel like I am just kind of training to be able to physically intimidate or just physically fight off scary characters that keep... I feel like right now I'm in
a scary
video
character
game
magnet. Yeah.
Where I'm just going through life and enemies are flying.
Enemies are forming.
Left and right. I never know where they're... Well, I guess we know where most of them are coming from, and it's Hinge.
It's Hinge.
It's Hinge.
Hinge is is your enemy provider.
It's their thing is like the app designed to be deleted. It's like the app that literally like, you know, like slowly breaks you down psychologically until you have to delete it or you're gonna die.
It's like a seance app. Like it's like summoning.
Yeah.
Ghouls and goblins.
Right. Yeah.
I would say ghouls and goblins. Mm-hmm. Kind of just into your path. Like.
Yeah. So rather than me like not being on Hinge anymore, I instead have just like started taking defense classes.
Right.
Just sort of to be at least more prepared for the next one. Yeah.
You guys, we can't stop it with the ghostly characters.
No.
We can't stop. And by we, like, no, it's we. I guess I mostly mean you, but it is also lightly we.
Yeah, no, you have met some ghosts.
Yeah, you're right.
No, you've met mostly...
Goblins.
Goblins.
A few ghosts.
I have met ghouls.
You've met ghouls. Tons of them.
A ghost or two.
Yeah, a ghost or two for sure.
Yeah.
Mostly ghouls.
Mostly ghouls.
Mostly ghoulish behavior.
Yeah. Do you feel like was your... Do you feel like the person that you went on a date with was... To me, that person was a ghost.
That person was a ghost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mainly because of the ghosting.
Mainly because of the ghosting. It wasn't really a ghost. It was more just like... Ooh.
No, exactly. And that's what I mean. Yeah, like they kind of just kind of... They came in and sort of like did some they were weird like, things. Yeah.
And then they were like...
And then and they were gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goblins and ghouls are way harder to shake. They infiltrate. And they're there for the ride. Unfortunately, I've been doing this thing of, like, pushing myself, being like, I'm celibate now, and then taking, like, only 2 weeks off, mm-hmm. and being like, wait, I feel better. I can totally go back into this, you know, little game.
Yeah.
And then, like, boom!
Yeah, a punched, new ghoul or goblin forms.
Getting punched right back down.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. And Jules, can you describe what I look like to our audio listeners?
You look like a double-sided highlighter where the top is like the highlighting marker, the bottom is the pen, and it's kind of like small batch Brooklyn-made highlighters, and like whatever's on your shirt right now is kind of the logo.
And they got, like, a local artist
to do that.
To design it.
I don't feel like... That's not my best description, but that's what's standing out to me.
If I were a human, do you have anything? I mean, I love being an inanimate object because they're inherently genderless.
Okay, you sort of look like somebody who just escaped a music festival because you're wearing a thing on your wrist that was to get you into the music festival. Uh-huh. The sweats and the t-shirt you had to buy as merch at the music festival because your other clothes got, like, destroyed because something... you got caught in, like, a mudslide.
Yeah, I got caught in a mudslide at a music festival. I just escaped and got a warm change of clothes.
And the only thing that remains is that, like, you were wearing this hat, the necklace, and you were wearing these Crocs with no socks. The socks, sweats, and t-shirt are all just, like, merch you had to buy last minute to try to cover yourself. You just escaped, and you're kind of, like... taking stock
of what I've done and what I've seen
and what you've lost.
Yeah which is my phone and ID.
Yeah, before you were wearing a tight lime green bodycon dress, and that is what you lost, and this is what you've purchased.
I love that. And I found a new gender all along the way.
Yeah,
that's gorgeous. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they. What do I look like?
You look like I just called a mechanic.
Okay.
And then you showed up, and I'm immediately misogynistic. I'm like, whoa, like, I called the mechanic, where is he? Mm-hmm. And you're like, right here. And then I'm like, you can't be the mechanic, like, you're a woman. And you're like, first of all, you assume my gender. And second of all, I'm the best damn mechanic in the tri-state area.
Damn. And I am.
And you are. But it's in a very Elle Woods kind of way. Like, you are the Elle Woods of mechanics. Like, you, like, don't sacrifice who you are. You don't sacrifice your personality.
I don't sacrifice my looks.
No. You just are an amazing mechanic.
Wow.
And you like other things, too. Like,
shopping.
Tennis and eating pussy.
Great. Cool. Yeah. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You need to talk about what just happened to you from the newest ghoul on the block.
Before you do, can you define goblin?
A goblin was really just the non-binary version of ghoul.
Okay. So what's a ghoul? A ghoul?
It's a ghoul.
A ghoul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A ghoul. Ghoul.
Ghoul. But are you saying ghoul is a woman?
Could be.
Okay.
Could be.
But goblin is non-binary.
Goblin is non-binary.
So in this case, I met a ghoul.
Okay.
I didn't go on a bad date.
Was that not a bad date to you? That's the definition of a bad date.
It was a series of good to okay dates.
Leading up to a revelation of absolutely ghoulish behavior.
Yes. But leading up, honestly, the ghoulish behavior was really packed into, a 10-minute punch.
Yeah. That's not true. Here, I'll start the story. Basically, Jules decides to be celibate, right?
I make the whole announcement on last 2 weeks ago's podcast.
Yeah, literally. Also, close friend story, cutting off all you side hoes, right?
I wasn't dating anyone. I wasn't cutting anyone off.
Jules deletes all their dating apps, okay? Yeah. It's I'm done. And then our friend Lenny Luco comes into town.
Lenny, I love Luco. You. This is not your fault. Forgive yourself.
Yeah, first of all, Lenny Luco, radically forgive yourself. And radically accept yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Lenny Luco comes into town and you do a better Lenny Luco impression. Can you play Lenny Luco?
She's like, Jules, I just hate that you let these characters in your life dictate you finding love, because ultimately you want love, and so just because someone scared you, they shouldn't put power over you to stop trying to find it.
So that's first of all a fantastic impression of our friend Lenny Luco.
Thank you.
But probably pretty unrelatable to most of the people listening to this podcast.
Yes, but just know it's exactly what she sounds like.
But she's a number one cheerleader bestie type. So she comes into town, convinces Jules, says, Jules, give me your Hinge.
I let her pick.
I'm going to set up a date for you.
I say you can pick one person.
Pick one person, and then we're going to set up a date. Jules is like, okay, fine.
Lenny basically went in and messaged this person and then deleted Hinge off my phone again. Mm-hmm. It was very much an in and out situation. Mm-hmm. Sent my phone number, cut it off.
Yeah.
And then I did go out with this person, and we had a nice date.
Yeah. And then after this nice date, Jules comes to me and is like, Friday, this person is texting me all the time. This girl's just blowing up your line, texting you. And you were like, Jules comes to me and is like, is this love bombing? And I said no.
Right.
I was like, I don't think so. I think this person's just, I think she just had a nice date with you. So she's showing interest in you. This seems normal to me.
It's so interesting. On the first date, when we were hanging out, we were at this we had moved on to the second bar and we're sitting in this little alcove talking. And she just kept being I really like talking to you. Oh my God, I'm really surprised. Really like spending time with you. And that is such a not love bomb-y compliment. But I am so
scarred
and scared mm-hmm. of love bombers now that I was just kind of my response
you're
to
love bombing me.
My response to her when she kept saying that is I kept just being you're really flirty. And she kept being
turns out your intuition was right.
It was right. Thank you.
Jules says, oh, and also this girl told me she got out of a relationship 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Is that too soon? And I was like, no. Yeah, so whatever. You have your second date, and what happened on
the second date is where I did catch her in the first lie.
Yeah.
Which was, I went over to her house, we're hooking up, and then I see, something on her wall mm-hmm. that was not art. And I was like, what is that? And she was like, oh, it's from a couple's costume from Halloween. And I was like, okay, so that wasn't 6 months ago. That was November, December, January. That was 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Assuming you didn't break up the night of Halloween. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And she was like, I did lie. She was very transparent. She was like, I did lie. You caught me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Come running to me with this tidbit. You're I caught her in a lie. Is this a red flag? And I'm like, well, she owned up to it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not a green flag, but it doesn't seem if she had had a new excuse or lie or this or that, that's when I would have been run, red flag. But I was since she owned up to it, maybe. Also, I feel like we are on the 50 part, who the fuck did I marry?
So good. This is, have you finished it?
I am on part 20.
Okay, you're ahead of me.
It is cinema in a way that I is so gorgeous.
We should honestly watch that tonight.
100%. I'm on part 20.
Have you watched any of it?
No, but it sounds like something I'd want to watch.
It's so good. This is basically that, but only in 3 dates.
To also just a little tidbit here, Becca coming to boxing with us today was like the first time we haven't had to like pay Becca to hang out with us.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of like, you know, how can we keep these good times going? Like, let's keep this ball rolling. We're like still trying to hang out. Becca has other plans tonight, which is really hard for us.
So we're just lightly bullying them.
And I've tried everything. I was like, I want to give you a makeover. Like, I want to give you a facial. Like, I'm
we can take edibles and do each other's makeup and do a fashion show.
Play around, splash around.
And then, splash around.
I want to fill the entire apartment with water and swim around.
It was suns. Yeah. No, yeah. I want to like get everything up off the floor and like put like just so much soap on the ground and a little bit of water and then slide around up and down the apartment.
Yes, dude. We got to do that.
Yeah.
But Becca has to go to a movie.
Yeah, Becca has other plans than the ones I proposed yesterday.
Right. What do we got to do?
What do we got to do?
How far in advance do we got to book you?
Anyways. I feel like we are on the 50 part, who the fuck did I marry right now?
Yeah, so anyway, I catch her in that lie. And so between date two and three is when I got so sick.
Yes.
And every day, good morning, how are we feeling today? Like, how's your health? What are your symptoms? Yada, yada, whatever.
Jules tells me, oh, you know, it's actually really nice. Like, this girl I went on a date with has been, like, really following up with me while I'm sick. Like, I feel like she might be interested in me, like, for more than just fucking.
Right.
Because she's texting you every day when you're sick.
So third date rolls around. Again, like, nice date. Like, we had a lot of fun. And then we go to a secondary location. Guess where this all went down?
Oh, God.
You've been
devastating. It's devastating that this happened at
right around your corner, on your goddamn street. On.
This is the doxing Becca portion of our podcast.
So, another thing to know is after all this went down, I did share my location with Becca yesterday just so they can kind of have eyes on me.
Okay, yes.
Just for safety reasons.
Love. When a ghoul was revealed in front of you.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm on this date. We're in like the final countdown, the final 15 minutes. We're about to head to my apartment to go hook up. And also something I noticed on the date, I'm talking to her and I'm like, obviously talking about Tio, who's my cat. Mm-hmm. I can't shut up about him. I'm going on and on about Tio. And like, I'm like, and I just want you to know, like, Tio is a really good energy reader. Like, and I wasn't saying it in a threatening way to her at all. I was, like, joking around. I was like, yeah, like, that guy, like, he knows how to read energy better than me. Like, if somebody comes in there with bad intentions, like, he knows months before I do. She gets really nervous. She goes, oh, I'm really nervous to meet him. She was like, if he, like, starts to sense bad energy by me, it's just because, like, I'm not a cat. Like, cats usually don't like me. Just a heads up.
Wow.
Got it. So you hear that I have a psychic cat, and now you're getting nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. You're showing your cards, babe.
Yeah, showing your cards a little bit
so clear, aren't we? Then we're talking and she's like telling me that her friends knew me from TikTok, and now I'm thinking like, ew, and now I kind of feel like I'm like a joke to your friend group sort of thing. Which is fine, whatever. I mean, it's not fine to be a joke to your friend group, but also maybe that wasn't the case, and that's fine. Anyway, it all ended with her being like, so what are you looking for? And I was like, I'm looking for something, like, really, really slow. Like, I am not one to race into a relationship, so if this were to turn into something eventually, that would be fine with me. It would just have to be over, like, a very long period of time of us, like, really getting to know each other. And she was like, oh, well, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm looking for, like, very short-term hookup. That's fine.
But it floors you a little because why is she texting you every single day while you're sick?
Like, surprising, for sure.
That's so...
And then she kind of comes at me with like, oh, like, you're funny. And like, I just kind of like love to be like talking to someone all the time. Like, and then it kind of comes out that she got out of a relationship like less than a month ago.
Yeah. And that is the definition of a fuckboy move.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the it all...
If you didn't want to, like, share about, like, your last relationship, you literally could be like, oh, I just, like, don't really want to talk about it. Like, you don't have to, like, make up weird lies.
Or just be like, yeah, I got out of a relationship recently. Like, I'm not...
I really don't want to, like...
I'm not ready for anything.
Exactly.
But now it's adding up. I'm like, okay, you got out of a relationship less than a month ago that was, like, a year plus long. Mm-hmm. Of course you're used to talking to someone all day, every day.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm a, like, joy and a delight.
Obviously I'm hilarious.
So I'm sending hilarious things.
Yeah, you're keeping on her toes.
So...
You're flirting.
Right.
You're
so that kind
sending
of...
Sending nudes. You're...
Was not sending nudes.
Okay. Right. No. Sick. Definitely ill.
Yeah,
right.
Super sick. So then I looked her in the eye on the date at bleep it. People can't know about it. Okay. I'm at, and I look at her and I go, unfortunately, this will be our last date.
I'm so proud of you.
And then
that's pretty much the fastest you've ever gotten away from a ghoul.
No, and that's what I was saying in therapy.
Typically,
I
you're like just slipping out from a ghoul's grasp.
Well, in any other world, honestly, I would have been like, that's okay. Just come over and let's fuck anyway.
Yeah.
But I was just like, honestly, no thanks.
Yeah.
I don't want you near Tio.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't want you near my son.
Yeah, like, honestly, my cat's gonna attack you if you come over and these are your vibes.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna call my Uber. She kind of was like, are we still gonna hook up tonight? I was like, no. No.
No. No.
And I got the hell out of there. So it's okay.
I have a message to everyone out there. It's not enough just to, like, say out loud you're not looking for something serious. You gotta back the fuck off. Stop inserting yourself, like, deeply into people's lives if you're not trying to, like, hang out there or at least, like, give that person care.
That is something that I have, like, really fallen into, not at all just with this person. The thing that I was frustrated about is, like, the situation that I was in right before this date, not right before, but, like, back at the end of last year, I, like, also went into it knowing I had just gotten out of a really serious relationship with my ex. I was heartbroken and, like, being a piece of shit. And I was really open. Like, I'm not looking for anything serious. This person also, I'm not looking for anything serious. And then one day there was just this switch of, like, you're my person of like, you're my point of contact.
Yeah.
Every thought I have, I'm filtering through you. Yeah. I'm sending you everything. I'm sending you pictures of my day. Like, yeah. And I don't even, and I think, like, I want to take responsibility for that because I could stop responding.
Yeah.
And I could send a message after one day of it happening being like, hey, this is not my vibe.
But the thing is, like, it kind of is your vibe because, like, you're each time, like, considering, like, oh, this person's messaging me all the time. Like, they're clearly wanting to give me energy and, like, build something with me because that's what you – why else are you messaging someone all the time?
Well, what I have to remember is that I just have a good personality.
Yeah.
So people, want to keep talking.
Yeah.
And that does not mean anything more than what that says. Like, the drawers I have in my brain with labels of all these, like, random people I've dated for short periods of time where, like, I pull out the drawer and I know so much about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember all their friends' names and their friends' drama and their parents' names and why they got divorced and what's going on there and, like, I just keep that information now, I guess.
Yeah,
and I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah.
And I knew them for 2 months. But I have, like, all of this info because that is, like, the rate at which I feel like people often get close to me.
Yeah.
Which is not always bad. Like, with friendships, I can get close to people really quickly. But I also maintain those friendships for years and years and years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and then that's okay. Give me all the information. I plan on keeping you around for a very long time. But if it's, like, if we're doing a short-term thing, I don't need to know your siblings' names and where they live and what they do.
Yeah.
Like, we can kind of, like, sit around and goof around and be silly and, like, do bits and go have sex.
Yeah. That's what I really appreciated with me and Ted's relationship in the beginning is that we were both really clear about not looking for anything serious. And then we did not text.
Yeah.
We would text to make plans to hang out and that's it. And, like, obviously now we're dating. So, like, it led to that. But I felt really, like, supported by that because I set a boundary and he, like, was like, okay, let me enforce even your boundaries. Like, with you. Like, you said that you weren't looking for anything serious, so I'm not gonna blow up your phone, even if you respond. Like, that's not listening.
No, and I also think there's, like, something really cool about casually dating someone for, like, potentially months.
No, that's exactly.
And slowly getting to know someone, and, like, slowly, I don't know, that also just, like, keeps the fun, sexy vibe of it alive too for a minute longer and
like, allows you a chance to, like, actually get to know the person and, like, actually see who they are.
And then you're not gonna zoom out after being in the relationship for 1 month and be like, oh my god, oh, I'm in a relationship.
Who am I dating? Like, who is that? Who the fuck did I marry?
Who the fuck did I marry? Exactly. I feel like the same level of unluckiness that I felt in college, which is, like, making me feel really goofy and, like...
To give some context, Jules in college had what one could only call a curse on her, where just unlucky things would happen to her all the time. And truly, the first few times something happens, you're like, oh, ha, 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 like, perhaps Jules is, like, a funny storyteller, perhaps she was unlucky this week, like, maybe it's something in the stars. And then it was, like, a year into it, it was, like, no, like, someone has placed, like, an ancient curse on you to make this many, and it's not even just bad things, it's, like, literally chaotic, like, comedic value things that happen to you, like, you know, your skirt got caught in the escalator and ripped off of you in a Target, like,
that did happen,
and that you know, the tire flies off the car that we're in because the mechanic shop that your dad got your tire replaced at was a scam, and then when you went to go sue them, they never existed as a company.
the guy was
in jail, right, for doing this to someone else, like, it's so I don't think you're cursed anymore. I do think you coming out as a lesbian uncursed you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, it did. And I don't think this is a curse. I think this has to do with the fact that it's sort of like using a Ouija board. Like, if you use a Ouija board, there's going to be ghosts in your house. If you use Hinge, there's going to be ghouls in your life.
Wow. But then what's the pro of the Ouija board or the pro of Hinge?
There isn't one.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're just saying get the fuck off Hinge.
Off, out of there. And I know I'm a hypocrite because I met Ted on Hinge, but let me say just this. Ted was one of the first people I swiped right on Hinge, one of the first profiles that showed up for me. The first dating app date I ever went on, and then I went on two after that,
both ghouls. Really bad. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
One goblin.
Something I realized also is that, like, a lot of the people that you're meeting on Hinge... or any dating app, for that matter, like, you would not run into these people in your real life. Like, these people wouldn't be around the company that you keep. You're meeting complete fucking randos.
Yeah, and, like, it is really a lottery.
You're meeting people who, like, probably if you met them in real life or, like, your friends met them in real life, they'd be like, whoa, no.
Yeah, right. In real life, you have other vetting processes. Like, when you're introduced to, like, a friend of a friend... You trust that friend enough to not keep scary company.
Yeah, and maybe it won't work out, and that's okay, but I trust this person not to be, like, the killer.
The killer. You know, like... Literally, I don't think this person's going to axe me tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
A man uploading a video cover of him singing a song, to me, communicates the same information than if he uploaded a video of him running someone over with his car.
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You uploading a cover tells me you're the killer.
Totally.
That tells me you're the killer.
And we've been talking about the killer a lot in past episodes and also just you and I personally.
Yes.
And we've been, like, seeing a lot of killers
left and right. Love is Blind.
Do you watch Love is Blind?
I need to watch the new season.
You need to watch. There's killers.
Killer, nothing but killers.
They should call it nothing but killers.
Literally, Matthew is a killer. He's killed a woman. Yeah. He has. I saw him do it. I would testify in court that he's killed a woman.
You know what?
Okay. Based on what I've seen alone.
I know that we're not obviously here to recap Love is Blind because I'm sure a large portion of our audience hasn't heard it. But something I do want to quickly touch on this guy. Mm. I think the main killer is that blonde one. What the fuck is his name?
No, you're so completely right. I don't know, but it seems like it's Brett.
It does seem like it's Brett, but it's not Brett.
But it seems like his name is
Brett. His name is... I mean, there's no way of knowing.
Jonathan?
You know? No. There's no way of knowing.
You guys know what we're talking about. The one that looks like Brett?
He's one that is engaged to the girl who said she looked like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Which she does.
No, literally she does. People are just so fucked up. She didn't say, I'm identical to Megan Fox.
She said, I have light eyes and dark hair.
And she literally said, I don't even see it. I just have... And she literally does. If you, like, look at parts of her face... I completely see Transformers Megan Fox, 100%.
Yes.
So he got, like, fucking horny and thought Megan Fox was going to marry his weird personality.
Yeah, what the hell? You think you're about to bag somebody who looks identical to Megan Fox?
I know.
Anyway, he is the main killer to me because what he is doing is one of the most insane manipulation tactics.
It's gaslighting. He's gaslighting her.
He is
crazy.
Looking her dead. So she's...
He's like, I don't want to look like an asshole on TV. Yes. I'm going to make it your problem that we fucking bring up. I'm going to make you look crazy.
Just a quickly explain what the vibe is. They are engaged after sight unseen, whatever. They're engaged now. He clearly hates this woman.
Yeah.
He is not attracted to her. He doesn't.
And she knows. And she's like, you don't like me anymore. You don't like how I look. I can tell.
And he's like, looking at her.
You fucking crazy bitch.
He's saying to her, like, are you kidding? We're the most successful couple out of all of this. I love you so much. I can't imagine a life without you. I think you're so beautiful. I love you.
But nothing behind the eyes.
The eyes are dead.
He's a killer.
Also, the fact that, okay, this whole thing, right? They don't see each other. Mm. They're laying in bed on the first night of their honeymoon. And she goes, what's the thing you noticed about me first? She has beautiful eyes, right?
Yeah.
Say her eyes. Say her hair. He goes, your big square teeth. And he goes, and I know some people would take that as an insult, but I like big square teeth.
Like, if you knew someone would take that as an insult, maybe don't say
it. So then, of course, she's like, oh, you want me dead. And he's like, are you kidding? You're the love of my life.
Not even that, Jules. You just gave too much passion.
No, you're right. He's like, are you kidding? You're the love of my life. I can't imagine my life without you. Dead behind the eyes. So she's obviously going fucking nuts.
Dude, and the thing is, I know if, like, any cis man sees this, they'll be like... solo, Francis!
Fran, that
you
was
guys,
amazing.
I don't know if you saw it, but my cat just bit a ukulele in my room and played.
That was so good.
That was crazy. Congrats, Fran. You're a soloist.
Anyway. Yeah. And to be honest, his name's Jimmy.
Jimmy! Oh my god.
I feel like I have pulled a light Jimmy in the past. Which, and stay with me, there just have been times in relationships where I have been, like, so emotionally checked out, and my partner has been, like, I don't know, digging for anything, and I am so, that I have found myself at times being like, no, like, I love you, and I want to be with you, like, we're good, I'm so happy, like, we're good, and then I've watched that, like, send my partner into, like, extreme spirals.
Yeah.
Because yes, it is gaslighting. And it's gaslighting in like the most toxic form possible.
Oh my god.
Because
it's not being honest with yourself or with the people around you.
And
it's dangerous.
There's
That's
no
totally
way to
dangerous.
Prove. Like she can't actually prove like you're not attracted to me. Because
exactly.
He's just saying, yes, I am.
So it makes you feel so crazy and be like, well then I'm making it up, so maybe I feel this way about myself. Like, but you know, you can feel it. That electric feeling when you like are into someone, that's just called, like, you're mutually attracted to each other. It's not crazy. So when the spark's not there, like...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Someone's not present.
What do you feel like a spark feels like to you?
Kind of just, like, a little zap in my clit.
Like, what do you feel like action-wise? Like, do you feel like you notice it? Like, I feel like if I have, like, a spark or a crush, I have, like, a really hard time, like making eye contact or, like, being, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you feel that?
For sure, I'll, like, feel like I'm being weird. But it's just because I'm perceiving myself because I care what they think.
Yeah, that's sweet.
So that's how I know, is because if I think everything I'm doing is weird, like, in my head, that just means I, like, care about what the other person thinks of me. Because I'm trying to see it from their perspective and being like, oh, no, like, was that the right thing to do? Was that weird?
Right, right. You know? Yeah. And they're probably doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
But or not Jimmy. Jimmy's
not
a killer. So, I hear you. So, yes, if a guy... like, to go through the thought process of thinking, like, it's morally okay for me to film a cover and then upload it onto Instagram, it is the same thought process of, like, convincing yourself it's morally okay to hit someone with your car.
Exactly. And drive away.
And drive away. A hit and run.
Yeah. Because it's, like, for one, like, you have not internalized the female gaze enough for me. Like,
yeah.
We just had the Barbie movie.
Don't bring
sorry.
Up the goddamn Barbie movie,
I'm
bro.
I'm sorry. I know we're trying to... I know we were going to leave it in 2023.
I can't believe you just did that.
I'm sorry.
And you kind of... Oh, God.
What?
And now I'm just thinking about it again.
But that's what it is. It's like...
If the Barbie movie didn't stop you from uploading a cover of you singing on Instagram, I don't
so
know
behind.
What will.
You're so behind.
I don't know what will. Easy to identify a killer by what they have like on their dating profile. Mm-hmm. For example, being like, I love to quote The Office, you've killed a lot of people.
Oh my God, that is so
true. You've killed so many people.
You killed someone in a boating accident in 2016.
Yes, yes.
I'm positive. Dude, yes. I'm positive. I will testify against you now with no more info than that.
Often,
if someone contacted me, I'd be like, done.
People are like, I'm looking for, in their bio, and they'll put something like, my keys, have you seen them? You're a killer.
That's kind of funny. That would work on me.
I've been around the block one too many times.
Yeah.
I'm
too naive.
You're way too naive. I can, so trusting. I can look at a profile and pretty and immediately know the killer. Yeah.
I feel like I was the killer recently.
Oh, no. What'd you do?
Well, this is just crazy. I went over to this guy's house from Grindr, like, in the middle of the night. And I was honestly really fucked up when I got there. And we had sex, and then I was staring at, like, the art on his wall because I didn't know what else to fucking say. And I saw this poster, that is the biggest thing in his room, is this massive poster. And I said, that's a picture of me. And he was like, what? And I was staring at this picture, and I was like, that is literally my face. That's a picture of my face. And he was like, what are you talking about? And it was this, like, blurry photo from a concert. But, like, more than anything, I knew that was me on his wall. Mm-hmm. I was like, that is my face. That is what I look like, you know. And he was like, oh, okay. Like, I mean, my friend who's a photographer took it at a concert. So it's totally possible. So I'm, like, freaking out about the synchronicity. I'm like, what the fuck does this mean? Like,
no way this picture is
literally it. It was not a picture of me.
No fucking way, yeah.
I was just fucked up. The next morning I woke up like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was freaking out in this guy's room being like, how crazy, you have a massive picture of me on your wall.
That's killer behavior.
What's wrong with me? He texted me, I just couldn't respond. I ghosted.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I ghosted because I am a ghost. I was a ghost to him. I was a ghost on his wall.
Well, sometimes you are ghosts, ghouls, goblins to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a byproduct of you being ghosted, ghouled, and goblined so many times.
Yeah.
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 He's probably on another podcast talking about you.
Yeah, right now. And definitely.
They and gay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
For me, a killer also on a profile, like the there's a prompt on Hinge that it's like, what's your perfect Sunday? Okay. I get a lot of killer responses under that one, I mm-hmm. think. Like, oftentimes it'll be people being like, there's nothing inherently wrong with this, and I have had a version of this as my answer to this prompt mm-hmm. as well. But something about being like, cup of coffee, the newspaper, and spend the day in bed. You're gonna kill me.
You're gonna kill me. You're gonna chop me up into little bits.
Yeah. You're gonna put me in your freezer for months.
Absolutely.
Dude. And I have
You're gonna serve me to the police officers searching for my body.
I know you don't get the fucking physical newspaper every day, every Sunday.
And if you do, you're gonna kill
you're
me.
You're gonna kill me.
And wrap me up in that newspaper.
I'm pro reading, obviously. Right? Pro news.
I'm pro news.
Depending on where you get your outlet. Yeah, whatever. Where you get your information.
I'm pro-journalism.
But if you're telling me... that's for you.
Becca's a journalist major.
But if you're telling me
journalist
that you...
major.
Because also, let's be fucking for real. You're waking up every Sunday morning, reading the newspaper with your cup of black coffee in bed.
Let me just say something. I hear you. And also, since I've been dating Ted, I have never met someone that does stuff like that until Ted. Ted will, like, put on public radio and, like, clean the house.
I do that. But the thing is, Ted on his dating profile wouldn't make
You're
that
right.
the answer to the question, and that's
absolutely.
What I'm saying.
No,
because
absolutely.
If there are people out there who get the newspaper to their apartment door every Sunday and stay in bed all day and, like, read the whole newspaper, like, introduce me to them.
Right.
That sounds nice to
no,
me.
No, right.
Let's date.
But if
but
you put
I
that
know
on profile,
that's not what you're
no,
doing. I know you were at $3 bill till 4 a.m.
Yeah, I know
on Saturday
you were.
Night.
I know you were.
And
I saw
wake
you.
Up. I saw you there.
Yes.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
I felt you there, though. And
spirit,
you're
via
not allowed.
Ghost cam, I saw you
yeah.
there. Via ghost cam only.
And
you
you're
were
not
there
within
on the
1,000 feet of me.
No, absolutely
Eventually.
Not. Get away from me.
Another thing that shows me immediate killer is like where it can say, like, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. If you're writing a novel under that and it's still not clear at the end, yeah. Like,
if you have more than three sentences under what you're looking for, and in none of them is what you're looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah. There'll be things else. It'll be like, what are you looking for? And it'll be someone being like,
that's not a killer. That's just annoying. That's just a pet peeve. I don't think that's a killer.
It can be killer, though, because there's things where it's like traditionally monogamous, but kind of open to whatever. Interested in potentially trying some different kinds of relationship dynamics. Not looking for anything serious unless it were to lead to that, but mostly just looking to hook up. Always looking for the one, though. And it's just like,
yeah.
Dude.
You didn't actually need to say any of that because it's incredibly unclear.
You're good. That means you're open to anything.
Yeah. Dude. Oh my God. So I had like a bunch of laundry, and my building does not have laundry. And I only have a tiny, tiny portable laundry machine that like fits inside my shower. And I had like a month's worth of clothes that were like all dirty, completely out of underwear and socks. So I ordered a laundry service that like they wash and fold it for you. They give you bags. You put it in the bags. You send it off. They wash and fold it. Bring it
luxury.
Back. Luxury. I was like, I need to do this. I'm just setting myself up for success. Okay. I get it back and I'm going through what I sent, and everything is in the same like cellophane wrapped mm-hmm. bags, essentially. Everything's cellophane except for there's this little orange like plastic bag on the side. And I was like, I wonder what they sectioned off.
No.
And then I'm like, oh no, like.
Is it a sex toy?
It wasn't a sex toy. It was a wig. A wig made it in. Bro, a really, really scary,
Which wig?
My blonde one that, like...
With the curls.
Yeah, the curls, bro.
Oh, boy.
And I'm wondering just, like, what they
thought.
They
probably thought they found a body at first.
No, right? They're going through someone else's stuff, and then all of a sudden there's just, like, mounds and mounds of hair. Of, like, really high-quality wig hair. So it probably looked like...
A human head. Yeah, for sure.
I felt so
That's
bad.
Fucked.
I wanted to perish. I was like, those poor people. Who are like just working their job had to see that and be like, what do we do with this? Like, did the person want us to wash it? Imagine they give it back styled. Imagine the guy delivering it is just wearing it. The guy bringing it back is like, I wouldn't recognize anything. I'd be like, crazy wig, looks just like mine. Like,
dude, you need to tip those people.
I know, I did. I immediately
did. Honestly, maybe.
I know, I should call and explain myself. Well, but what do I say? I don't even know what to say. Sorry, my wig made it in there.
Oh, God. You know. That's so scary.
I know.
I feel like I've seen TikToks of people talking about how their vibrators got left in a laundry delivery service and they, like, put them in a little bag. That's embarrassing. The wig is somehow way worse and weirder.
I know.
The wig kind of looks like a fucked up sex thing. Also.
I know.
Have you worn any of your wigs during sex?
No. No, I've never worn a wig during sex. That'd be crazy.
You have all these new wigs. I don't know what you're doing with them. I don't know your private life with Ted.
No, literally, it's just me, like, dancing around my room by myself. I'm just like...
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Speaking of dancing around, mm-hmm. I watched the fucking J-Lo movie last night.
How was it?
Do either of you know anything about this?
I've seen...
Okay.
TikToks about it, that it's so unhinged and insane.
J-Lo fully funded... A $22 million movie that is written, directed, stars her. It's essentially an hour and 10-minute long music video.
Okay.
All of the music sounds like the Love is Blind and Selling Sunset transition music. Okay. Literally all of it.
Okay.
That's
genius right off the bat. I'm going to throw that out there.
I mean, it's some of the most unbelievable songwriting I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's like...
Unbelievable.
It's extremely predictable to the point of horror.
Give me an example.
Like, it's like, I woke up in my bed. I can't get out of my head. I feel like I was led the wrong way. Like...
That was pretty good, honestly. You're selling it
too
well.
That was too good.
Yeah, that was too good.
Like, they should have had probably me in the writing room.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
But... So anyway,
you are available for work if you want.
Yeah, you can hire me. There's no plot in this movie. There are lines. there are like
songs.
Well, mostly songs.
Okay, it's a musical movie. From the beginning, it's a musical movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is the whole thing is her album.
Okay, gotcha.
She has this new album come out, right?
And this is it.
It's like her visual
album. This is
album.
Me now?
This is me now.
Okay, I listened to This Is Me Now, loved it.
The album?
No, just the title song.
This Is Me Now. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. So for that one, she's in the Bronx and runs into the childhood version of herself played by this small girl. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the two of them laying in this windowsill together with the baby, not baby, she's probably 8, mm-hmm. laying on top of her, both their faces pressed up against each other, facing out, both mouthing the words to the song simultaneously.
Wow, it sounds beautiful.
It sounds beautiful. It was wild. There's okay. so many celebrities in it.
Wow.
Keke Palmer.
Ah! I love Keke Palmer.
Post Malone.
Okay.
Jane Fonda.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And more.
Wow. This is an ad. Let's...
One of the craziest things I've ever seen. And like at one point, the way it started... It was, like, it made you so sick to look at it visually because it was, like, filmed in such a it was making me dizzy and nauseous mm-hmm. to watch it. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the first 5 minutes. Okay. So you just kind of start off the
they
movie,
disarm you immediately.
They make you feel, like, really, really physically yeah. ill.
Okay.
And then...
Get people talking.
There's, like, a really graphic domestic violence scene.
Cool.
That, like, afterwards J-Lo's like, but ultimately I got what I deserved. Like, not kidding, that's not the lyrics, but like it's basically her like dealing with this and then being like, well, I guess it's my fault for having a big personality and loving to fight after like we've just watched something pretty bad happen
to her. Yeah.
And then she goes to Love Addicts Anonymous and performs a ballad. Love Addicts Anonymous.
Okay.
And performs like this huge ballad there while the people around her do like really, really twitchy hip hop dances.
Okay.
No idea how the movie ended.
You didn't watch it?
I watched the whole movie, yeah.
Okay.
No idea how it ended.
Gotcha.
Like the ending took my breath away. The ending was like this. I'm sitting here watching with our best friend Funk. We're in my bed last night. We're, like, under the covers. We're so high. We have been literally left speechless during this whole film. We're just like, okay. The movie ends in the same way, like, a really exciting sentence being left in the middle. It was like, if I was like, dude, I have to tell you this. Like, something crazy happened. I went to the...
Okay. Cliffhanger.
So the movie just a new one. Ends out of nowhere.
And there's like, going to be a sequel. Hopefully. God willing.
There's no way. I'm not describing this well. There is no plot. Except maybe there is. I don't know.
This is
great.
This is
I feel really disoriented.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good.
This is just like when you were watching Game of Thrones in college.
I watched and you all had, of Game of Thrones in college.
And then I caught up to where you were. Mm-hmm. And I would like try to have a conversation with you about it. And you'd be like, who are you talking about? But it was like the main character.
I was on like season 4 and I was like, dude, you have to watch Game of Thrones like so you can watch it with me. You get completely caught up.
Yeah, and that was hard. Like I had to, you know,
work
my way through it, studying to understand it. And then
we're sitting down to watch the first episode together and the lead of the show pops up and I'm like, do you know who that is?
Literally.
I would just get
the main guy.
Really, really, really high
yeah.
and turn on Game of Thrones.
And just get like kind of like horny.
And just, yeah, kind of get horny and then probably like stop halfway through and like go masturbate.
Yeah. And then like watch the next episode or like fall asleep to watching it. And
yeah. That was, yeah. like, and it was sophomore year of college where, like, yeah. that literally was all I was doing. Was
yeah,
like,
I know.
Fucking complete randos.
And watching Game of Thrones.
Being high all the time.
And fighting with our roommates.
And having crazy roommate dynamic issues.
What's your fear of the week, Jules? What's your fear of the week?
My fear of the week is honestly... meeting another killer this week.
Yeah.
I'm on a killer by...
You're on a killer spree.
Weekly killer spree.
Yeah.
Right now, where every week I've met someone new.
That
and
is kind of a
killer, maybe
that
person
yeah.
has stuck around for multiple weeks, but I haven't gone a week mm-hmm. without meeting a killer
mm-hmm.
in a long time.
Mm-hmm. How can we protect you from killers?
How can the general audience step yeah. in to help protect you from killers? Good question. If you see me out and about... on the streets of Brooklyn, And it looks like there is someone standing next to me that is honestly not Friday, Becca, or like...
any of the other 18 trans masks you spend time with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just assume it's the killer and take action as quickly as possible. Yeah. I'm giving everybody...
I would say let's approach this from the lens of, like, ask questions later, act first.
Yes. Assume these people are the killer.
Get, like, just separate Jules from the killer.
So if you see me out in public this week, just kind of be like, hey, hey, oh my... like, pretend you've known me for a long time. Be like, hey, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long.
Go, go, and then, whisper and then, in your
and
ear
like,
say,
is this a killer?
Or whisper in your ear and be like, pretend like you know me.
And then
Jules, you'll start pretending, being like, hi, good to see you, good to see you. Be like, can I talk to you really quickly, just privately? And then be like, are you safe? Like, is this the killer?
Yeah.
How are you going to protect yourself, really, from killers? Like, do you have any, like, killer repellent advice?
I am being more honest, which really is going to freak the killers out. Mm-hmm. Like, the me saying this will be our last date thing, mm-hmm. like...
I've had my fair share of ghouls and goblins, but just one killer.
Yeah.
And I will say I matched their energy. And I am proud of myself for that.
Okay, so you think if you're trapped with a killer, you must also become one?
I think that's how you survive. I think that's how you get out. Yeah, I think I matched their energy, and that's how I got myself out of there.
Okay.
I started acting crazy back. Because when someone unleashes a level of crazy at you, like, it's... like, that's free range for my mental illness to take over.
Yeah, yeah.
And just be in the front seat, be in the driver's seat, cruising.
Yeah.
Okay, so my fear of the week is actually just, like, exercising.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been exercising this week. I'm trying this new thing where I leave the house daily and exercise.
That's awesome.
I've been, just trying to, like, do a physical activity every day. And I've been documenting it on my TikTok. And... the first run I went on, I thought my heart was going to stop. Like, I thought I was going to die. So I would say my fear of the week is physical exercise and being laughed at. Because as I was running, I was like...
yeah.
Like, this is my running form. Sorry, to audio listeners, I was just kind of, like, flapping about gaily.
It is so...
and probably disconnecting the microphone. Sorry.
Okay. That is a really valid fear that I think probably so many people relate to. Like, also, and, like, exercise aside, we're all so embarrassed to try new things.
Oh, my God, for sure.
And
I'm typically really good about...
you are good at not being embarrassed.
Not being embarrassed. Like, I was talking about this in therapy. I was like, I always was the person when we were skinny dipping, like, I'd be the first person to rip off my clothes and, like, run in the water. Like, I've always had, like, a really low level of shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good. But I think, like, with... like, I'm trying to get fit, like, literally just because, like, I can't walk up the stairs without, like... literally rolling on the floor heaving, like, because I just don't move. Anyways, I don't really want to get into this, but I would say my new fear of the week is probably just, like, sport like activity.
Yeah.
And
well, next week we're going boxing, baby. Next week you're getting maybe at least halfway through the class.
Yeah,
you come in at least 15 minutes in.
No, I'm gonna go to boxing next week, and I'm really excited for that. Paying homage to Wendy Williams, who coined the killer. This is Mr. Brightside by
The Killers.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be done, because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now she's calling a sweet, and she's taking a tab, and she's driving the road when she's taking a drive, and she's going to bed, and her stomach's real sick. It was all in my head, but she's touching his chest now. He takes off her dress now. Let me go.
I really don't know the song. Yes, keep going.
I just can't look. It's killing me. And taking control. Jealousy turning snakes into the sea. Ghouls and goblins, witches brew. Jack-o'-lantern evil too. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my evil eyes. Cause I'm Mr. Brightside.
I was like lip reading you singing that song.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Gay and They is a Fruit House production.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.